hands on you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I know there's folks that enjoyed that, and they'll be telling other things. And so they got back Saturday afternoon late. Praise the Lord. Friday morning, Prophetess and Sister Denise and Sister Lolita headed up to Oklahoma for camp meeting, as Prophetess was the anchor speaker at the camp meeting at Brother and Sister Cole's church. Hallelujah. She wanted me to clarify myself. It wasn't a women's conference. It was camp meeting. Hallelujah. And so then she even got an invite to try to preach upon this morning. She ain't got no voice left. She said, you got to pray, because I have to get double barrel shotgun here pretty soon. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so they're on their way back, and they're watching right now. Would you give our first lady and our team a great big round of applause and a cheer for God using them in such a mighty way, and get God glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then I got back in. Pastor Jason picked me up at the airport at 10 o'clock last night. Praise the Lord, and we are ready. We are primed. I'm wearing my World Changer shirt. Hallelujah. Pastor's having all of the Valor College students wear their World Changer shirt, and I was given a challenge by Miss Gabby of the IT people up there, if I would not wear in support my World Changer shirt while I preach upon today. So I'm in support of Valor Christian College and our student, which we sent Miss Brittany up College Spray. Hallelujah. I've been checking it out online. Get it on Instagram. Get Valor Christian College. Spread it around. Hallelujah. And God is doing amazing things, and I'll be telling you more as things come to pass. But I want to bring to you this message that is right now burning in my spirit, and I want to preach to you the Word of God. Somebody raise up your phone or raise up your Bible and say, this is my Bible, and here's what I do with it. I read it, I believe it, I think it, I speak it, I do it, then I enjoy all the promises and the blessings written therein. I love the Word of God. Hallelujah. As I begin upon today, this message, put it up, Brother Corey. Hallelujah. And I got my clicker. I want to bring to you the message, celebrate your progress. Celebrate your progress. How many know the enemy tries to cancel out your celebration? Because when you celebrate, that's your energy for your next. That's the energy of momentum. When you celebrate, you're giving God thanksgiving. When you celebrate, you're giving Him thanks, and you're praising Him for what He has done. And if you celebrate what He has done, He'll keep doing more. But I'm going to say, the enemy is trying to tell people and God's people, you're not progressing. You're not moving forward. You're not getting where you need to be, but the devil is a liar. I came today to serve notice on that liar from the pits that we are progressing and continue to progress in the things of God, and we are unstoppable. Hallelujah. One of the five things God has given to us in this decade of dominion, in this, our soaring 20s, is that we not only have unexpected surprises and updraft and upgrades and unlimited access to God and man. That has happened for me this week. Praise God. That there is also unstoppable faith. Somebody shout to me, unstoppable faith. Hallelujah. How you enter into anything will be telling how you're going to exit. You enter into everything with the enthusiasm and the excitement of joy. Joy will produce a bubbling up enthusiasm, not a surface enthusiasm. People have little feelings, and if something goes wrong, and all of a sudden their enthusiasm dies. But when you got joy, you have the strength of the Lord, and your joy bursts into a celebration. Your joy bursts into a dance. Your joy bursts into, I'm walking it out. Woo, somebody give God praise. I want to hear you thunder like I'm hearing Africa thunder, like I'm hearing our 60 churches. I need you to act like you're all 60 of them. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, you don't know it, but we're over 1,000 strong and growing in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is success in our soaring 20s? Earl Nightingale, a precious Christian man from the 1950s, he is the first one to ever do spoken word on an album, on an LP. Miss Jasmine, you'll like this. He was going to miss a meeting, and he didn't want to miss it, so he went to his friend 2 weeks earlier and laid down the meeting for his sales force and what he said. And one of the things that he said, oh, and that LP was that album was the first million-dollar producing spoken word album ever. He became the grandfather of the spoken word of motivation, and he quotes scriptures all throughout the album. Hallelujah. He said, success is the progressive realization. Everybody say realization. That means grab it in and experience it. The success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. It's not success if it's not worthy. And everything that God gives is worthy. What he has given to you is worthy. I like what Pastor Jason told us. He said in one of his messages, he said, we're doing a great thing. Not just a little thing, not just a good thing, but a great thing around here. Feeding those families back here at Back to School, where folks gave 37 backpacks filled with stuff. And we got out and worked and served and showed the love of Jesus. We planted seed, and I'm thankful for Elder McKee from World Harvest Church. He said to me while I was standing in the parking lot, as I told him some things, to thank you for the words you spoke. He said, I'm telling you right now, the seed you plant, you may not see it from the trailer park everywhere. You may not see it completely from all of those, but all of a sudden people will show up that you don't know where they came from. And God hit me and said, I'm coming out of the office one day, and I will say, where have all these people come from? He said, because as you continue to serve, you're continuing to sow. And that sowing will produce a harvest from people that if those that you sowed seed into won't come, the Lord will raise up others that will come. Woo! Glory to God. Shout, I'm going to celebrate my progress. Oh, yes, I am. Hallelujah. And so I want you to grab this, that there is a process. You can have no progress without a process. Matter of fact, it was the process of the cross that got you the progress of salvation. It was a process that brought progress. A series, what is process? A process is a series of progressive, interdependent steps. They are not just one all at random. They are interconnected. They are interdependent. It means they are not independent. They are bound together by purpose. And interdependent steps by which an end is attained. The procedures are the formal process or a set order. There is a protocol in the kingdom. I said there is a protocol in the kingdom. Somebody turn to somebody and say, this is the way. This is the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And the way has steps. And if the way has steps, it has protocol. It has procedures. King David said, O Lord, teach to me your precepts upon precepts. And every line upon line, precept upon precept, teach me your word that I might operate in all the things that you have. How many knows that living right is the way? Believing in Jesus is the way. Getting filled with the Holy Ghost is the way. Shouting and praising God is the way. Having a prayer life is the way. Hallelujah, testifying and winning souls is the way. Tithing and giving is the way. Loving your neighbor as yourself is the way. Shout, I'm in the way. I'm in the right path, praise the Lord. Matter of fact, I got me a runway that's all lit up. The procedures are the formal process or the set order. The protocol is doing a thing. The methods used to conduct affairs. How many knows we're doing stuff around here? And we're not doing stuff just to do stuff. We're doing things because of purpose and because we have been told by God what we need to do on his behalf, as we are the extension of Christ to those that don't know him. Turn to somebody and say, the process is the instructions. How many ever got something brand new, took a look at the instruction book, and went, I'll figure it out myself? Oh, yeah. I've done that because sometimes I'm a little dyslexic to some of those things. I put my desk in there together, and I was trying to follow the instructions. I was trying to follow the process. but I've got a glitch when it comes to handyman stuff. And I had to take one of the drawers. I'm glad I didn't use the glue too early. I had to take one of the drawers completely apart and do it over because it wouldn't slide. It wouldn't go in. And then I looked at it and I went, oh, learn a lot. I had the picture upside down. Being a visionary, I learn a lot by pictures. And so I try to match the pictures to the instructions, and sometimes their instructions don't match exactly what I'm looking at, and I'm trying to find it. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. Praise the Lord. I'm glad he's raised up my son with a much better understanding. He got that anointing off of his grandpa, off of Apostle Pine. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. You don't want me fixing the fence? Then glory to hallelujah. I fixed the toilet back here and it still leaked. Had to call the plumber. Have him help me out professionally. I had Colonel Bob Gruber, which was the son of my pastor, who was the first pilot to drop a bomb on Baghdad back during the Gulf War, flying those wonderful Eagle jet engines. Dropped one of those things over. And he came to me, he said, if you don't know in the first 15 minutes how to do it, call a professional. Now, that's going to help somebody real quick. I said, that's going to help somebody real quick. How many knows that God's the ultimate truth? But sometimes we need a mentor. We need a fivefold ministry gift. We need a prayer partner. We need somebody that's been through what we've been through and come out ahead. Hallelujah. And if we can't find anybody been through what we've been through, we can go to the cross because he's been through more than any of us. And come out the winner, the victor. And where's the victor's crown? Hallelujah. Somebody say again, the process is the instructions. See, I don't know if I'm processing right. Follow the instructions. The instructions is the process to follow. The steps are there to get you where you're going, growing, and going to be glowing. Glowing with the glory of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Somebody say, I'm going, I'm growing, and I'm glowing. Now, you cannot sell somebody the testimony that you're glowing. Depressed, oppressed, down in your mind. You ain't glowing. You got a shadow over you. When you got the joy of the Lord, people will say, what's that glow on you? What's that glow on you? If Megan wasn't glowing over marrying my son, I'd be praying over her every time I saw her. She better have a twinkle. And he better have the twinkle back. Twinkle, twinkle, little star in the eye. Hallelujah. If you ain't got it, I wonder why. And it better be a God twinkle. Not no just lust twinkle. It better be a God twinkle. See, when you got the joy of the Lord, it don't pss, 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 short circuit after you leave out of the church, because you'll go out with a celebration. Hallelujah. God's people are going to leave out of God's place so rejoicing. The people say, oh, what did God do to you up in there? Not, oh, my God, what did God do to you up in there? They're going to want what you got. I know we go through trouble. I know we go through challenges, but we don't go through it alone. We've got a process. We've got instructions from the Master. We've got 50 commandments from Jesus Christ in the New Testament. He didn't say, love your neighbor if you like what they're wearing or like what they look like. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. I command you to love your neighbor, and I command you to love one another, and I command you to love God with everything you've got. And how many know that gives you the right to praise him with everything you got, celebrate with everything you got, give with everything you got, serve with everything you got, because he's going to give you everything he's got, because you're in a covenant. And when you cut covenant with the Lord, everything that's yours is his, but everything that's his is yours. You ought to high-five somebody and say, we get the better end of the deal. Woo! Hallelujah. So I want to shift to progress, because you cannot have progress without the process. There can be no progress without embracing the process. Everything that requires a step or a cost also demands that there be the path of process. The process that we choose to follow will bring the progress of that particular purpose. You check the purpose and then look at the process. Because we are a church with passion, purpose, and process. And we're loving with passion, and we're living with purpose. Woo, glory to God. So progress, grab this. It is a movement. Somebody say movement. What? What? Watch this. I get the instructions. I've got the process. But according to Webster's and all the dictionaries I looked up, that process in the Bible, of course, is used for process of time, for an appointment with instructions. When you get the instruction, that's your process. But when you take the step of faith, that's your progress. If you don't have any progress, you're still standing still. As soon as you move towards what God said, you are progressing. You ought to kick that devil right between the ears. You ain't got to be at the goal. You just got to be taking a step towards it. So what if I trip towards leaning towards God, and you'll end up at the feet of Jesus? And when you end up at the feet of Jesus, you end up in Mary's position. And Mary, God will take up for Mary every time. Martha will say, Jesus, why don't you make Mary do what I'm doing? Martha, Martha, you're encumbered about by so many things. But Mary has chose the greater thing, and I'll not rob her of it. No matter what happens in your life, end up at the feet of Jesus. And remember, if you're tripping forward, you're still progressing. Am I preaching yet? Can you tell I've been around my spiritual papa? Woo, glory to God. And man, this here computer's got to keep up with me. Praise the Lord. All right, I gotta keep up with it. Number two, the progress. It's a great computer. It's just I got to reset how fast it goes to black. Miss Megan, you can help me with that. Praise the Lord. I love this Dell computer. Miss Megan and her daddy helped me get it. And I got to watch a movie on the flight that didn't have no movie things. I could watch it, and everyone around was trying to look to see what I was going to say. It looked like a movie theater on here. Praise the Lord. The progress of a student towards a degree. Any progress forward, any movement forward is progress. A developmental activity in producing opportunities that creates promotion of a material well-being of the public, meaning bettering somebody outside of just you through the goods or techniques or facilities or services. That's progress. So when we head back to school, we were progressing. When we give to help us in missions, we're progressing. I want you to shout and celebrate our progress. I'm going to serve notice on Eagle Heights Worship Center. We ain't one church no more. Just one little, no. We already progressed past that point. And if you come up inside these doors and you're a member and you ain't bouncing in here like, woo, glory to God, there's progress, you need to get some more joy juice. And I ain't talking about no alcohol. You don't need no alcohol. You need the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah, which is your strength. Any advancement in general, any growth or development, continuous improvement. And here's what I put grow. Progress is, this is my quote, progress is the developing activity to advance or grow. Just the activity. Soon as you say yes to the Lord. Now, I know I'm preaching strong, praise the Lord, and my voice may be going forth, but I'm going to tell you that you are progressing. And the enemy is like, you ought to step right on him right now and say, you don't belong up in my mind and tell me I ain't going nowhere. I took a step, and just a step on you is progress. Hallelujah. Just a step on you and just to move over. Oh, yeah, you can line all up. I'll line all the devils up. I'll just step right on over top of you like the waves. Hallelujah, and I'll get to where I'm going. See, too many times we think that the destination alone is only where we can celebrate. But you see, that's destination. Destiny is your journey there. destiny is not the destination. The destination is the goal at the end of it, but destiny in itself is your journey. And when you have had a wonderful change and become a child of God and become any type of progress, say, well, I don't see it. Have you been doing anything that God told you to do? That even if you do not see the realization yet of the promise, you move towards it. You believe towards it. You speak towards it. And when you do, you get there. Now, I'm not saying you don't set goals. The Lord sets goals. It's called prophetic word. Now, when he gives you a prophetic word, he's already setting a goal that he's already been there and worked it from there all the way back to you. Oh, I'm saying a thing right now. See, the prophetic word is where God marks a spot, tells you about it ahead of time because he's already worked it from that spot back to you. All you got to do is follow. Walk it out. Somebody shout, walk it out. Shout, I'm advancing. I'm growing. I'm active. My praise is active. My prayer life is active. My Bible reading is active. My witness is active. Yes, I am. I'm active. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Process is the systematic, and I'm going to go back to that just for a minute to get back to progress. Process is the systematic steps to get there. Everybody say, the process is the map. The process is the map. Are you the map? You ain't the map. The process is the map. His word is the map, right? While progress is the movement aligned with those steps, you can track them. That's why you said, when did you get saved? When did God do this? When was this miracle happen? Are you still healed in your back, Miss Heather? Because we track the steps of the Lord. We mark those places. And we say, have you progressed from there? You haven't digressed. You haven't regressed. You are still progressing. Hallelujah. See, the enemy's trying to program while God's trying to progress. Increases progress. How many knows that he is pro for you? How many are for him? He's for you. Ooh, watch this. All to arrive at an attained and a targeted goal. Somebody shout next. Steps. How many knows that steps are very important? Now notice I didn't say slide. Because we have an America that is sliding down the abyss. They are trying to jump off, but we're still holding to the principles of God. And America, Lady Liberty is sliding down the abyss. It continues to keep progressing negatively, and we have got to be the force that holds her out of hell, if at all possible. But I will tell you that in last day prophecy, America is not found as the friend of Israel, and America is not mighty anymore. There are forces of demonic power that want to totally take out America. And when America's taken out, it will go unabatedly after Israel. And that will leave only one Savior to return and to cause them to be put back by the sword of his mouth with his saints with him. Hallelujah. But somebody shout, step. Steps are not a slide because a slide only goes one way and that's down. Steps have an elevation change. Here our little guy is looking at multiple steps and it seems overwhelming. But how many know that there are steps that go up and there are steps that go down? If you have a trouble with steps, you have to watch both of those. Because there is an impact at the next place. Now going down, everybody says, that's a little easier is to go down than to go up. So if you're going to take steps, I'm going to tell you to take a step up. Can I just tell you for a moment what I preached years ago? And some of the new folk understand this. That while you're going along, there have walls that you've been praying about and you've bumped your head into the wall before. And you've been praying and God said, I'm breaking it. I'm breaking it. I'm breaking it. And sometimes we get so used to seeing at this level in our lives, at the level that we're comfortable with, that as we're walking and walking it out and walking out the victory, we hit our toes, and our perception says it's a wall. Can I tell you it's not a wall, but it's a step? And every step requires that you lift yourself up. Every step requires that you lift and put one foot into the next level. Now, you can't stay there, because if you stay there, you're off balance. So you have to push with one side. Now, if you try to jump, you might be able to bunny jump and get up small stairs, but you can't get up larger steps without trusting that you can put your foot down and claim the next level. Did you know in the Old Testament that when Boaz claimed Ruth for himself and the inheritance of Naomi, he took one shoe from the other man? It was a claimant, one shoe, not both. See, if once you have both, you're in God's territory. When you have one, you're laying stake to what God said is yours. And until you change your elevation and go up and claim what is yours with a step, actually it's a half a step, but you got to get one foot on it. You have now proven it's not a wall, it's a step. Otherwise, you just kicked yourself right through the wall. And then you lift yourself up in elevation, and the other foot automatically follows to bring you to balance. Now you're looking from another perception, because you have been elevated above where you were comfortable at. It might be uncomfortable, and it might be brand new, but it's up a little higher. You should see the little babies when I pick them up, because I'm one of the tall guys around here. I pick them up, and they start looking at the perception of apostle. I used to lift my kids up on my shoulders so they have a higher perception of things around about, so they wouldn't just see from beneath. We've always encouraged you and others. And I wanted to say, for my wife and I, we love you an awful lot. This is a great body of believers. Hallelujah. And you step up because it requires change. Now, something happens. Folks that are a little more sometimes challenged in health, do you understand that they do not call a Stairmaster a slide master? And I've never rode a Stairmaster down. It always works me with steps that go up. It works your physical, your weight training of Stairmaster, your physical training is always with up. You have to lift the weights up. You do not get tight abs and big muscles by always putting the weights down. Unless you bring them down on a bench press to force you to push it back up. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm progressing. I'm progressing up. Hallelujah. And when you get up, something happens. If you do multiple steps, something increases. Your heart rate increases. I'm here to tell somebody, every step up in Christ increases your heart rate for him and what he has a heart for. When I am making steps of faith up, I cannot die in my spirit, because it keeps working my heartbeat for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, I'm moving. Praise the Lord. Psalms 119, 101 through 106. Would you stand for the reading of the word? I knew you were waiting for the word. Praise the Lord. All right, let's read it out loud together. King David saying in the New Living, I have refused to walk on any evil path. Stop. That's the way. I refuse to walk on any evil path. Get it inside you. I refuse to walk on any evil path, no matter what detour, what lie. I refuse to walk on any evil path. Let's read on. So that I may remain obedient to the word. Remember, that great treasure is obedience, right? Let's read on. I haven't turned away from your regulations, for you have taught me well. How sweet your words taste to me. They are sweeter than honey. Your commandments give me understanding. I don't understand. His commandments give us understanding. Keep going. No wonder I hate every false way of life. Woo, let's read on. For your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. I told you I had a runway. Hallelujah. He's lighting it up for you to take off. Hallelujah. You're going to be like that jet engine taking off. Hallelujah. Momentum, momentum. Woo, glory to God. Let's read on. I've promised it once, and I'll promise it again. I will obey your righteous regulations. What's the regulations? Process, instructions, commandments. Now let's see what he says chapters before in Psalms 37. Let's read. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of your life. Stop. He is directing you. How many knows he's the director of the paths? And it might seem like there's briars sometimes. There might seem to be hills and valleys. And there might be cougars and bobcats and bears and lions. And there might be Goliaths and there might be demons in the path. But he's directing your steps because you're the godly. And he's delighting in every detail of your life. Matter of fact, he didn't promise you a path without victory over your enemies. He promised you a lit path. And if they come into your lit path, means you already have power to overcome them. Woo, glory to God. Psalms 119, a little later in the chapter here, verse 133. Let's read it. Guide my steps by your word, so I will overcome. What? I will not be overcome by evil. Hallelujah. Give God a praise. You may be seated. So it's simply this. Let me break it down, make it real simple. I mean, simple not always is easy. But easy path is not what God said. He said, I'll keep it simple. Hear what God's, shout it out with me. Hear what God says. See what God says. Say what God says. Do what God said. That's how simple it is. Four instructions. I must hear what he's saying. Before I get moving, I have to have the process. Who are you wanting to heal? Who are you wanting to save? What do you want done, Lord? I got to hear your voice. I got to hear your voice. Because when I hear your voice, I get my process. I get your word on it. Then, Lord, show me what you're saying to me. That I may see. I don't have to see it already. It manifests. I just have to see it in the spirit. And when I see what he's saying in the spirit, I can speak to it, what he said, and it has to come to me. And then I reach out and I begin to step and do what he says, and it shall come to pass. Because the step of faith is movement to obey a God instruction and a command. Somebody say that with me. The step of faith is movement to obey a God instruction, command. I could put after that, accurately. Because a true treasure, obedience to God, his Christ, our King. Obedience repeated is in succession is the walk of holiness. Obedience repeatedly, repeatedly in succession is the walk of holiness. I walk and he tells me the next thing and I continue to do. And once he releases a principle, I keep loving my neighbor as myself. I keep treating people right. I keep loving them. I keep reaching out. I keep serving. I keep doing what he's already told me to do. And then he gives me another instruction, which adds more onto my life. What does it add? The more instructions that you're obeying, the more weight you have. And weight has to do with how much authority you have. Because obedience repeated in succession is the walk of holiness. Holiness releases power, and power and authority manifest what God says. I want God to do it all. No, he wants to do it with you. He wants to put something in you that flows through you, that gets on you and gets all around you. And then you give him the glory and shout because he has done it with you and you with him. He's the leader. And after you've done enough of what he said, he turns to you sometimes after you've obeyed him and says, what do you want? I want you to ask of me whatever you want, because my word is abiding in you, walking in you, in succession through you. And if my word abides in you, you can ask whatever you will, and it shall be done. We rejoice and celebrate giving God glory. How many got a whole lot of stuff to rejoice and celebrate? Somebody celebrate your progress. Reach up, throw up your hands, and thank God for the progress in your life. Hallelujah. Give him glory for it. Give him glory for it. Give him glory for it. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Authority. See, you have to be sent with authority. Authority is the empowerment of ultimate authority unto someone else for assignment and jurisdiction. Oh, I must say that again. True authority is not something you dream up. True authority has to be given by ultimate authority. And then there's delegated authority. How many knows that there is some authority that's delegated? And you have to obey delegated authority. And then there's ultimate authority, which is God. So God speaks ultimate authority to Moses, delegated authority to speak to the people. And they obey delegated authority, which is the same as obeying ultimate authority. So Korah decides he ain't going to obey delegated authority. The Lord said, Moses, call everybody up to the tabernacle, and I'm going to prove who I have given my authority to. And God said, Korah, you ain't it. Whatever Moses said is going to happen. Moses said, if I be a man of God, chosen by God, the earth will open up and eat you. You will not die a regular death. And within seconds, the earth opened up and swallowed up all those that were in rebellion. Why? Because ultimate authority backed up the delegated authority. Delegated authority. That's what's wrong with America. We don't have the ultimate authority, delegating authority. We got folks doing whatever they want to do. We got chaos. Even if you're in government, if you ain't got the ultimate authority, we're supposed to be one nation under God, not under all these other gods. Hallelujah. And so somebody said, I don't send myself. We are sent by the command of Christ. Somebody say, we're sent by the command of Christ. I'm going to prove it to you. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 13. And that message is the very message about faith that we preach. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Saved, transformed, a new creature that he's made you, right? How many are new creatures and thank God for it? Hallelujah. For it is by believing in the heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. So Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How many knows that's a great hope? Anyone that we can help get them to call on the name of the Lord will be saved. But he goes on. He said, but how do they call on him to save them unless they believe first? There has to be belief. And how do they believe on him upon whom they've never heard? I'm not talking about preaching to folks who've heard about Jesus all their life. I'm talking about folks who've never heard it right. Telling the truth to folks that they don't know how good he is. And we got to share how good he is. So before they can believe him, they have to have somebody. What? They have to have heard him. And since they cannot talk about somebody they ain't heard about, to believe about, to call on, it said, how can they hear unless someone tells them? Said, I'm the someone. Come on, touch yourself, because sometimes your flesh needs to know. I'm the someone, I'm the someone, I'm the someone. Watch this, let's go on. And how will anyone go? Somebody shout, go. Isn't it strange how folks in America, especially in church, that there's some folks only know the word go is to leave purpose and to leave from under anointing. And to go means to get away, run away, get away from the pressure, go somewhere easy. I told you he makes it simple, but he don't make it easy. Aren't you glad the Lord didn't go from the cross? He endured the cross, but he was still going. What was he going towards? Our salvation. What was he going towards? Our redemption. What was he paying the price for? Oh, yeah, he was progressing while still hanging on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He was progressing. Father, into my hands I commend my spirit. He was progressing. And up from the grave he arose. Woo! A victor. I'm getting ahead of myself. Hallelujah. So there has to be somebody sent. And to be sent, you have to have the Lord sending you. So faith comes by hearing, hearing by the good news about the Lord. Somebody say, the Lord sends us. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's sending us, send us, sending us, sending us, sending us. Brother Jeff, when the Lord said, I'm going to take you to Africa, I want you to go to Africa. He had already put in my spirit, there ain't no arena yet. You ain't going to be putting all that money into buses and pay people to come up in there, and feed people to come up there so you can take your shot that you were some super international preacher that had large crowds. And I'm not saying anything about those that had them, because I tell you, Brother Bonnke, He already did the work and then brought a bunch of people in. I'm thankful for the huge crowds that come to Christ. But there's always going to have to be a huge structure of pastors that help to get, because it's not just about getting a person saved as much as it is saving them and discipling them. Matter of fact, discipleship's easy if they're really saved. Because I don't have to give somebody a steak dinner to keep them saved. If you're saved, you're hungry for Jesus. And you're running after him because your nature's been changed. And I want you to say this. Stand, would you, and say this with us. This is Pastor Parsley's purpose for everything they do there. And I believe it is wonderful to say it right here. Everyone say it out loud, reading concert. The apex of all Christian endeavor must become to place the jewel of a soul in the crown of our Savior, that the Lamb of God slain may receive the reward of his suffering. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Apex, the highest level. The highest level of all Christian endeavor and Christian work and anything that we do is not to get a joy bump and is not to feel good. The highest point is to bring somebody to Jesus so the Lord can have another jewel, another treasure, another son, another daughter in the kingdom, another child in the kingdom for our God that also benefits and says, look at the testimony of a risen Savior that was once the lamb slain, and look at his suffering. His suffering now comes with another one who is now coming to Christ. Hallelujah. And folks, with all the suicide going on and all the depression going on from the pandemic, there's a whole lot of people out there that need the love of Jesus and need us to wrap our arms around them and need us to tell them the truth. Because what SARS-CoV-2, that I can't say on Facebook, the other word, what it did was exploit weaknesses. Weaknesses in health, weaknesses in government, weaknesses in the church, weaknesses in nations, weaknesses in economics. Wherever there was an even undisclosed underneath weakness, it exposed that weakness. It would take people who are coming up strong and mighty to expose those weaknesses and say, you know what? You are not going to kill through those weaknesses. I expose your spike proteins. I break them in the name of Jesus. I come against you, and we're going to do what's right. We're going to do what's right nutritionally. We're going to do what's right cleansing our hands. There haven't been as much sinuses and infections and flu because we've been sanitizing. Hallelujah. And so you take it on all fronts and you go forward. But see, there's still people now that if they had a tendency to go negative, they went farther negative because that was a weakness. If they had a genetic heart problem, it got exposed through this pandemic, if they had a problem in their business and didn't have enough cash stored up and didn't know how to have the right basis laid up, and they were running on the skin of their teeth, they were exposed and they're no more. If they didn't have certain things in place, if they were given to the, that I'll just walk under control and anybody control me like a puppet master, and I don't need my freedoms, I just need control. And that if that's a weakness in their life, they'll go to it. And there is a demonic puppet master that's going around. There is a devil loose that had come loose upon people. Whatever their weakness is was thrown upon them, whether it was this, that, or the other. But those that rise up in the strength of Jesus, we rise up and we say no. We rise up and pray for our neighbor. We rise up and say, where is the nutrition, folks? Where is the proper things? For why can you on one hand shut down what makes people's immune system strong only to make people weak? There was a conspiracy to murder. Because the more deaths, the more they can drive an agenda to program people. And that's not progress. That's the wrong purpose and process. If you don't know how to conquer, get out of the way. Get out of the way. We got survivors right here. I know that there's folks that died. Can I just declare something? And I posted it. And I posted it, and it's not misinformation. I've got documentation from our own scientists. Last year, this year, during the course of things, 87.2% of those 57 years, baby boomers and the older radio generation, 87.2% of all deaths from the pandemic are in those generations. Can I just go a little further? Because if you want to systematically wipe out the weak, wipe out those that have health problems, wipe out those that have hidden genetic problems, all you got to do is be exposed to something that exposes that weakness and it be deadly. I finally found some places that will give me some data. Let me just say something. When you can track every pandemic death daily, why can't I track cancer death, heart death, every other type of death? Because it's appointed unto man once to die. People die all the time. They died before a pandemic. They were dying every day in our hospitals. That's why we have funeral homes that have money. And when people die, no matter from what, heart disease, the Bible says, in the last days, men, their hearts shall fail them for fear. Heart disease, still the number one killer, the cause of death, last year and this year. Nowhere said. No news on it. None. Because they are not about the truth. They're about an agenda. Number two. Cancer, that damnable disease that rots people from the inside. Cancer, number two cause of death. We read our numbers, our death numbers. We're starting to be depopulated because we added something else on top of. But where did all of a sudden everything else go away? And there be only one way you can die. During this time, 37,000 suicides. Not to mention all the health problems. Yes, we need a Jesus. We need a Jesus that sets people's... I didn't say religion. I said a relationship with Jesus Christ that sets things back in order, that back into the design of our Creator, God Almighty. I'm not trying to take on some other rock that decided to be an amphibian, that decided to be a monkey, that decided to be a human. I'm not into that. I'm into what the Creator designed us to be. And any other design is not that path that we will follow. Thought I'd get a few more amens on that, but it's all right. I'm moving on. Hallelujah. There's so many souls ready. They're ready. They know stuff doesn't work. Have you noticed that they're not asking for us to serve them donuts and coffee anymore? The kiosks all got shut down. We're not trying to give away free tickets to the baseball and football game to get people to come in. No, we just say if you show up, there may be a car given away just because the blessings of God. You show up, we're going to bless your life and God's going to bless you more. I will tell you and I will tell everyone on Facebook, every time ministry in this house gets up to minister, you need to be grabbing a hold of it, replay it in your life, and get it into your application of your life. Right here, sitting on this front row, is a preacher that already at age 25 and a half, I eat from the messages that God gives to him. I am proud of this young man who hears the voice of God and hears every time prophetess gets up to speak, our first lady, I grab a hold of that. I eat from that which she brings from the throne room of God. Every time that Pastor Jason gets up, he is giving us stuff that we would not have looked at it that way. God is leading him through the process, and he's giving us principles. Get dressed for double. Get dressed for double. Get dressed for where you're going. Tonight we're going to be here and we're going to thunder and rally and celebrate as our daughter in the Lord, Minister April, gets up and ministers tonight at our 6 o'clock service. And it's so good, get 3 more people to come with you by next week. Thank you for those that said yes. Because they need it. They need to hear the things of God that are so powerful in our lives. They need to hear the testimonies. They need to hear it. They need to know it. That Jesus died for us. But he didn't stay dead. Can I tell you? There's a whole lot of stuff that needs to be exposed. When I took religions class, Buddha ain't. He was skinny begging for food. Why they give food on that little altar. They're begging for food. And they think they're feeding their anorexic God. And he even told them, don't worship me. Even Buddha said, don't worship me. They do it anyway. Oh, I'm going to go out on a limb. Muhammad started his by killing everybody in town that said he was crazy. Jesus, they all said he was crazy, and he went to the cross to get them all saved. Muhammad's still in the grave. Jesus ain't in the grave. Buddha's still in the grave. All the rest of them still in the grave. Jesus ain't still in the grave. And I'm telling you, one day he is coming back with a shout and a thunder and a sound of a trumpet, and time will be halted, and everyone that doesn't know him will have to say, oh, look, but it's too late if you don't know him. But right now his arms are open in love. He is the risen Savior, and he has already paid the price that if you say yes to him and believe on him, you can be saved. How many are glad you said yes to him? And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, let me just tell you that everyone watching me on camera and everyone in this room, it is a known fact that there are two destinations in the afterlife. Some people think it's just the grave, but there are two destinations. One is heaven to gain and the other is hell to shun. And no, you do not get to heaven by having an American citizenship and license, driver's license and voting registration. You don't get to heaven that way. You only get to heaven by what you've done with Jesus to receive him as Savior so that he could save you, because God is trying to recruit and change and transform from a sinful, dying, rotting humanity into a powerful kingdom son and daughter that can go forth and know the victory and share it with someone else. He's recruiting family. And to receive Jesus for truth, what happens is you get reborn. And everything else of this world starts dropping off. And you start looking more like Jesus every day. Hallelujah. Give God praise. Everyone starts out at the judgment of the Lord first. Some get to stay, some have to go. Why? Because our bodies is a time capsule. And whenever our last breath is and we're not resurrected, when that's over, we, this that is inside of us, whether a dead spirit or an alive spirit, what we've done with Jesus pops open into eternity. We are a time pod, given permission to be in this earth realm. And when we are done, the eternal decision is forever in eternity, eternal. Right now, everyone has the opportunity to come to Christ and to know Him for the loving and wonderful Savior that He is, and that how He strips out the things and delivers you from the things that are trying to destroy you, trying to hurt you, and to give you a life that you can enjoy and then give back to others. And when we do, when we face eternity and we're saved, He says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Because we're not just saved by the hair on our chinny chin chin. We have gone all the way in and we've become more like Jesus, and we're doing the works and we're serving and we're helping and we're loving. We're progressing and we're celebrating that progress. Hallelujah. But if you don't know Jesus, you could know Him today. Everyone bow your heads. If you don't know Jesus and you don't know that you are a child of God in the kingdom, and that you're not just trying to survive this world, but you're trying to overcome this world as He did, and you can do so through this. Repeat this prayer. Dear Jesus, I come to You a sinner, totally outside of the grace of God. But I heard a message that You're the Savior. And I believe You went to the cross and paid the price for my sin. And that You rose again on the third day to deliver to me the life-changing, redeeming power of salvation and birth me into the family of God. Lord, I ask You, forgive me my sins. Save me now. Transform me now. Make me a new creature. And I will gladly serve You all the days of my life and enjoy eternity with You. Thank You, Lord, for saving me. Give God praise. And with that, I believe in my heart and I am saved. As we play softly, I'm going to bring it home. He said, go ye into all the world. Where's the world? Sometimes it's in church. It shouldn't be. We keep the worldliness out, but we need to go to every creature, whether they come up in the house and need Jesus or whether they're outside. And when we do so, we have a command. He then told them, how many are a disciple of Jesus Christ, a follower, a student of His word? Go ye. As I was praying, I said, Lord, I know You give me process and progress, and I'm struggling. What word do You have? He said, the right way to go. I'm sending you with authority. I'm sending you to evangelize. Not just talking about me. He wanted me to give this word to you, all of us. Go ye into all the world and preach the good news to everyone, that there is a Lord, a Savior that frees and saves. And anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved. And anyone who refuses to believe, they're already condemned. And we don't want any to be condemned. But these miraculous signs will accompany you if you believe. They will cast out devils in My name. You need to get to a glory church, to a church that casts out devils, to a church where people can get saved, filled, and baptized with the Holy Ghost. They speak in new languages. That's being filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence of speaking in tongues. They'll be able to handle snakes with safety. And I'm not talking about just grabbing up reptiles, but I'm not scared of no reptile. The enemy shows up in dreams of his torment as snakes. He showed up in the garden as a serpent. He shows up in those ways. So what are we talking about? We're talking about taking up the attacks of the adversary and being able to overcome every attack. And if somebody tries to poison you, you will not be harmed. Say, I'm not going to drink their poison. Mm-mm. And says this, you will lay hands, place your hands on the sick, and they will be healed. Believers know they will be healed. When the Lord Jesus has finished talking with them, he was taken up into heaven and sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. And the disciples went everywhere and preached. And the Lord worked through them, confirming what they said by many miraculous signs. Give God praise. As you stand to your feet. Never be offended or hurt. Learn how to enjoy the process and celebrate the progress. Someone shout, my every movement in obedience to Christ and God's holy word is progress. I'll take the steps. I'll climb the stairs and give God glory as I plant the banner of my Savior at the top. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody celebrate your progress. See, because you got to recognize that this is authorized. Authority has authorized your step in the instructions of God. Hear, pray until you hear. Hear what's being preached. Hear what's being spoken. Hear the prophetic word in your life. And then take a step. Brittany had a dream. Once that dream was released, prophetess made a fleece. I'm going to start calling her First Lady Gideon. Gideonette. I'm messing around. Hallelujah. She put a fleece. I need a confirmation. What about you, Apostle? Already had it. Because it wasn't daddy driven. I'm not saying anything about prophetess. That's where she was at. She needed confirmation. Because prophetess is treasurer. She deals with money. She's more worried about money sometimes than I am. I'm like, come on, get it to us, Lord. Hallelujah. And what happened? A whirlwind. A whirlwind. And she's there with a job here when she comes back home. Ain't going to have a job there while she's away. We got partners that are helping her defray the costs in the dormitories. Her job will help her live and even maybe pay down some extras. But I want you to see the process of God. I knew that dream wasn't of the devil. I knew that dream wasn't of Brittany. Because she said, I didn't want to go to school no more, didn't she? She said, I'm done, right? When you know it wasn't from you, it wasn't from bad pizza, and you know it can't be the devil, and you know the Holy Spirit speaks in dreams and visions, and God speaks through prophetic word, and God speaks through his word. Don't let nothing hold you back. I'm going to say this for everybody. I want you to do it. Follow me just for a moment. This is walking in place. That's just revving up. But this is authority activated. And you have authority to activate what God's given you. And the second you grab your last leg out of your past and put it in front of the other, the Holy Spirit is already working to bring to pass everything. You ought to high five four people and say, I'm progressing, I'm progressing, I'm progressing. Unstoppable thing. I'm progressing. I'm progressing. I'm progressing. Just on this last note, I want to tell you just one thing. I'll tell you how the Holy Spirit works. There I am up there in the orientation. As you join hands with folks, I hear him. I walk out towards lunch, and the Lord says, before you do lunch, do your videos for Africa. Stood out in front of the Mac cafeteria and shot my videos to Bishop Festus, to the Bible students there. Did you know we got two Bible schools going in Kenya? Two. Shout double. And then to the orphanage and our teacher, Teacher Okello. And did that, and I did a double for Kenya, and I did one that had kind of double in it, and I sent over to Malawi. I got them sent over, Sister Misty. We're going to sing you happy birthday in just a moment. Hallelujah. And I put the phone in my pocket. I didn't know more than get over, back over on the path. And the lady one of the ladies for the IT said, Pastor, can we shoot this again? Because yesterday there was so much background noise, we can't use it. I said, I'm anointed. I've already been revved up talking to Africa. Y'all might have to pray to keep me here because, man, stuff's going on. I said, where do you want me to stand? And I just let it come. Telling how God moved upon Britain to come there and challenge it. What happened? Holy Spirit knew I didn't need food. I needed to flow. Sometimes we need his flow more than we need food. And then he can use us in ways. And I hope that everyone that hears what I put on there, one, their faith is ignited. Two, that they go towards Christ greater than ever. Three, that they understand what a good college, that Valor Christian College is. Four, they understand what good leadership that Dr. Rod Parsley is. Five, that they understand that's the school of the Spirit and Jesus is there on that campus. Hallelujah. Last night they were worshiping, praising God all over the field out there. You don't get that at a secular school. And we're living in a day and an hour where the kingdom is going to be pulled away from the secular. And God is going to bless us financially. Not without struggle and challenge and fight. But we are going to pull away from the secular and begin to teach what's right regardless. There are folks in the secular area that pay to go to Harvest Prep. For all the things, and some of the parents have not even been to church and they're not even saved. But they pay to get their kids up in that education. Ooh, glory to God. And their football team won 60-35 on opening night against the number one rival, hallelujah, out there. Ooh, glory to God. Shout, I win. And the person who I'm holding hands with, I want everyone to just do that. We win. It's been intertied. When the Lord put that in your spirits, our victory season, we're walking it out. That word is traveling, prophet. That word is traveling. That word is manifesting. That word is manifesting. And I prophesy to you apostolically that God is raising up the church. God is raising up the body of believers that will hear your voice and be taught the things of Christ in you. Shout, I'm authorized. Every step I take, I am progressing. I'm not where I used to be. You look down and you tell that devil and you put a foot on his head and say, I'm not where I used to be. I've been traveling with the Lord. I will not return where I used to be. I will not be stopped. And I'm going to help others get to that same place. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless everyone in here and everyone under the sound of my voice. That, Lord, the power of God be ignited. That anything that's not pleasing to you, we drop it. We drop it and we grab everything that is pleasing to you, that we might have the treasure of true obedience, that we might pick up the authority that was preached to us by our prophetess. Lord, that we might bring that forth and we might walk out in this world, not of this world, not being conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind. That we might overcome in every area, Lord, that you overcome. And Lord, we might lead others out of the pen of darkness, out of the pit of sin, out of the place of being hurt and rejected and being totally put down and depressed. And Lord, lift them out in the name of Jesus and free them through the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for empowering your people, that joy will keep a spring in our step, that we will celebrate every step and every process. And when there isn't something that's happening, we'll know that we've obeyed, and it will not just need to be the testimony of a happening, it will be that we obeyed every day. We took the step to fill out that application. We took the step to believe you for double. We took the step to go witness to that person. We took the step to keep on tithing, keep on praising, keep on praying. We're taking steps every day. We are champions. We are overcomers. We are the head and not the tail. We are who you say we are. Hallelujah. And Lord, when you say it, there can only be one outcome. And I drop everything else and I defy every other outcome. There will only be one outcome. Give God a thundering praise. A thundering praise. A thundering praise. Thunder it. Thunder it. Shout hallelujah. Shout with the voice of triumph. Shout with the voice of triumph. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo. Haranabakaparabasia. Ikarabokoporanabayaba. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And I, by my mouth and the sword of the Lord, I defy and put my sword against every controlling demon from the pits of darkness that are trying to control lives, to steal, to kill, to destroy. In the name of Jesus, I come against it. We will not be bribed. We will not be threatened. We will not be shut down. We will preach the truth and the love to people and watch their lives come up. We defy those spirits. We come against you in the name of Jesus, by the authority of Jesus, and we break your strategies and we expose your plans in the name of Jesus. And we lift up that which is right and that which is righteous. And we say yes to life. Yes to life. Yes to life. Yes to life. And Lord, we invoke your protection that comes in your presence, your provision, your peace, your power. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Before we go to our announcements, we're going to sing Miss Misty a happy birthday. Praise the Lord. Brother Jeff, which one do you know? Are we going to do it a cappella or do you know it?
We may do it
we'll
acapella,
do it a cappella. La, 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 la. Set the key. La, la, la.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Every day of the year. May you find Jesus here.
A happy birthday to you.
A happy birthday to you. And the best you ever had.
Give God a praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated for just a few moments as we see our anointed announcements. Thank you for letting me preach to you today.
What's up, I'm Selena.
And I'm Jasmine.
And these are your church announcements.
What's up, Eagles? We would like to welcome and thank all of our cool visitors today. We're like so stoked you're here, man. EJBC is a radical place that loves with passion and lives with purpose.
Yeah.
We want to thank our visiting guests, and if you will fill out your survey, including your church information, we welcome you to come back and ride the waves of the spirit at EHWC and experience spiritual growth and development.
You can like totally submit your survey to all the awesome ushers